Welcome to this week's episode of 5 on 3. I'm Sophia Smith, and I am joined by Grace McCarron, Trey Rodriguez, and Baraz Alman. A lot of exciting news across our three local teams and the rest of the NHL this week, and we have a lot to talk about with the Islanders making moves and all that. But first, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good. Islanders are good. I'm feeling good about it.
That's great.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, Sharks are doing pretty good too. Last night wasn't a very happy night. I can't lie. I was really pathetic what happened last night, and definitely just a lot of bad coaching going on. But really happy to be back in this podcast. It's been like 8 months now, so it's really nice to be back here. I had to wear my Sharks jersey for the occasion, so pretty excited to be here today.
I'm good. Last night, Blues beat the Panthers thanks to a late goal, and they're still last in the Central Division, but I'm really hoping that they make some progress in the season going forward, starting off rock bottom, but having their typical late season surge, so that's something to look forward to.
That's great. And, you know, I had a roller coaster of a week with the Rangers, so what else is new? So checking into the general NHL, the Olympics start in less than 2 weeks. Very, very exciting. Seems like they're going to have a rink to play in. They have a new Jumbotron, except not the small one that was there earlier, but, you know, a nice big Jumbotron. Yeah. checking on the standings, the Avalanche are leading with 79 points, followed by Tampa with 72, and then at the bottom are the lowly Vancouver Canucks. Last night, there were 15 NHL games, and Patrick Kane now has the most points by a U.S.-born player. He had an assist last night, and he passed Mike Modano with 1,375 points. And like I said, the Avalanche are still first in the league, but they have lost 6 out of their last 8, which, you know, kind of just a weird skid.
Yeah.
Like, I knew they had to fall from grace at some point, but it was kind of like, didn't see it hitting this hard. But maybe they just need the Olympic break, and then they'll be back on track.
I really hope the Avs don't get the President's Trophy. Would be bad for my team to lose if they make the playoffs and have to face the Avs in the end. Face the Jets, who won the President's Trophy last year. We've brought them to Game 7, but ended horribly for us as we blew a 3-1 lead late in the game and lost in double overtime. Still reeling from the effects from that game.
Yeah.
You know, it gets tiring to play so good for a whole season. Yeah. Mm. It really does. And, like, I'm an Avs guy. I like the Avs a lot.
Yeah,
so
me too.
It's nice to see them succeed so much, but, like, this is going to come eventually because you just can't keep up this pace, especially with Wedgwood and Blackwood. Like, your goalies are eventually going to mess up, so. But, you know, it's better to get it out of the way now, like, when you are still, eight points ahead of the next person, still way in ahead for President's Trophy. So get out of the way now so the playoffs. Just get those jitters out. And like you said, the Olympic break's coming really soon.
Yeah.
So good places for a little mental reset. I think there might just be a bit burned out of winning so much.
Yeah.
Would they really be resting if some of their players are going to be playing in the Olympics?
Well, yeah, some of them will be there.
Yeah, I guess Brock. I love how he was the first one I said when, like, Nathan McKinnon, Kale McCarr.
Yeah.
Is Mackenzie Blackwood going to the Olympics?
I don't think so.
Right, he was snubbed. So it's like those three.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team still.
Yeah, that's kind of like the. Yeah. Right.
They're
it's like, good that
those three are fine.
Those three are going to be fine. Although I will say I'm kind of bummed that the Avs are on this kind of skid when Brock Nelson has been really good recently. But he's been putting the guys on his back, so yeah. I mean, as he does, miss him for real.
There was one Islanders player I ever liked, and it was Brock Nelson.
He's such an angel, and I miss him, but it's okay. I hope he has a really great Olympics. What'd you say?
How old is he?
Oh God.
He looks like he's 50.
He looks like he's pushing 70. Love him, but he's got to be like 33, 34.
That's crazy.
It is. I mean, it was time for him to leave the Islanders, I fear. But
in other news, Charlie Lindgren was literally carried by his teammates off the ice and into the locker room after finishing the game last night. He got injured late in the game and then still played in the shootout, got the win, and, you know, that's just the Lindgrens for you. They're never going to give up. They're never going to go off the ice. Or if they do, they're going to come back, and they're going to be fine. So the Buffalo Sabres are on the up, and they beat LA last night 4-1. Alex Lyon had 37 saves. I got to see him get a shutout against the Islanders in person on Saturday. That was really fun to travel to Long Island in the blistering cold just to see them get shut out 5-0. But last night was his 10th straight win, set the Sabres record. Is this Buffalo's year?
I hope it is. I mean, Buffalo is a pretty cursed sports city with the Bills recently getting eliminated by the Broncos in the playoffs. I think the Sabres can finally end their long playoff drought and make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're third in the Atlantic.
Right, I was going to say, and they've been like hot for long enough now mm-hmm. that I'm like, maybe it's not just a fluke, you know? Like, some teams go on hot streaks, and I'm like, all right, like, they're going to come down from this and lose 5 in a row. But, like, Sabres haven't done that, yeah. and I'm starting to get a little concerned. Also, Alex Lyon, franchise record for win streak last night with mm-hmm. his 10th, so yeah. that's pretty cool. Congrats to him.
Yeah, they're like, I think they're like 17-3-1 or something.
Yeah,
that's
some disgusting.
What the? Insane. I didn't realize how good they were doing until I saw some like random Instagram post yesterday. I knew they're doing great, but like, that's like unbelievable for a Buffalo Sabres team. Like,
yeah,
you know, they usually at the end of the season when nothing matters anymore, they'll have their amazing 10-game win streak, but like, it doesn't matter. But now they're just doing phenomenal, and I think they've always had the talent to do that. It just never clicked, but like, I think things are really starting to come together now. I don't think it's just a fluke at all.
Yeah.
I definitely think, especially now they're building a pretty good lead going, you know, over the halfway season mark. I think they can actually definitely make the playoffs.
Yep, they're yeah. actually 7-2-1. That's it's a correction.
17-2-1.
Yeah, and they're in their last 10 games, 7 wins, 2 losses, 1 OT loss.
I think that. It's just like there's going to be a lot of new fresh faces in the playoffs this year, which is exciting, you know, unfortunate for me, but exciting.
Yeah, but it's nice to see new teams make the playoffs. Some teams come and go. You never know what's going to happen because some teams will have a good year. Some teams will have a bad year. You never know.
Yeah. And then the last thing I want to touch on is the stadium series in Tampa is on Sunday at 6:30. It's Lightning versus Bruins. And they revealed the theme is going to be like Pirates theme, the map. It looks really cool, and I'm personally a big fan of these outdoor games.
Me too.
And the layout, like the players have like walked the plank to get to the ice, like Tim McGraw is performing. I feel like it's gonna be fun to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, it's fun. Yes. It's whimsical.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
What?
It's what?
Like, I'm not a fan of the pirate thing.
Oh,
like,
why?
Like, it's like with like what the NBA does with their in-season tournament thing, where it's like the court's all neon and stuff.
That's
and there's
true.
Lights.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's so over the top. Like, I think hockey's such a traditional sport, and like it's fun to be innovative and stuff. But like, I think that's just a bit too far. Like, I mean, I get the appeal behind it. Maybe when I see it like live, I'll appreciate it a bit more. But like, just when I saw that design, I was like, it's just so unnecessary.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that, but I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think it also brings a little more attention because, like, you know, people who don't care about hockey are going to be like, oh, that's kind of weird and fun.
Oh, also, they announced that the stadium series next year is going to be in Dallas.
That is interesting.
That
anywhere
but
a cold place.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it should be in Chicago, to be honest, or Minnesota, or Detroit, etc.
They've done Chicago so many
they
times,
have.
Yeah, Chicago did that last year.
But I'm just like,
Winter Classic.
I'm just like, okay, like, Florida was Florida,
yeah,
I'm
Florida
sure
was
great.
Fun. I feel like for
it's
this year and then next year. Well, Utah is gonna be the state, Winter Classic is in Utah next year.
That's true.
That will be something to look forward to. Utah
that's
is like probably one of the best places to have a game like that, if you ask me. Because due to Utah's cold climate, they have a pretty cold climate, which seems fitting for this kind of.
I don't know. I just like trying out new things and like. Giving everyone a chance.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so we're going to move into our Metro Division teams here. I guess we'll start with the Islanders because they're the only ones who are in the playoff spot right now and also made some big moves this week. Andre Palat and Carson Soucy were both traded to the Islanders this week. Soucy came first, I believe.
Soucy was first, and then Palat was the next day.
Yeah. And, of course, I got to watch them both score against the Rangers on Wednesday and Thursday. Because, of course.
Of course.
Had to
have it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually think, like, it's been a long time since the Islanders were competitive enough to be making these kinds of moves and, like, being buyers. And that's why I'm all for this as an Islanders reporter to see them.
Dude, you might see playoff hockey.
No, I know. It's crazy. Because I never expected that at the beginning of the season. So.
Neither did I. So, yeah. I mean...
Like, Grace, what do you think of these
trades? I liked both of them. I was kind of bummed to see Max Siplikov go back to NJ in the Pelot trade because he was good last year. I thought he had a lot of potential, but this year he's been almost unplayable. So if they really think they're going to go somewhere this season, those are the kind of guys that you want to try and trade away. Pelot wasn't that great in New Jersey, as we know. Fresh start maybe could help him out. He's a veteran. He's been there, done that. We know he won with the Lightning, but Isles do take on his $6 million a year salary, but yeah, it's fine. It's not my money, so I don't really care. But yeah, I liked the Carson Soucy trade. Kind of like one of those things that like doesn't look that interesting to like the outside observer, but it doesn't hurt them at all. Mm-hmm. And like the Rangers are obviously selling. So
yeah,
I liked it. And then it seemed to work out the past two nights. So
I wasn't even watching the game. I didn't watch the first period live last night.
Yeah.
And wait, was it last night? Yeah.
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 And then I got the alert, like Carson Soucy goal, and I was like, great. Of course. Of course.
And you were my first text.
Yes. Oh, and then also it's obviously surprising that these trades though were like in Metro trades, and this was only like the fourth trade between the Islanders and the Rangers.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
It's kind of random.
Yeah.
But
kind of funny.
I mean, kind of like definitely, like, when you look at it from at least the Pollitt trade, like, I think, I mean, that's a lot. $6 million is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And they have it next year, too.
That's just, like, a salary dump kind of to see if Siplikov even works, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's, like, also something that kind of makes you wonder about the Devil's direction. Like, just dumping off that much salary. I almost kind of wonder if you think they're done.
Yeah.
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 They seem to be indicating something along those. This could be the first step of, like, getting some guys out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Islanders got the series sweep against the Rangers this week. Played back-to-back home and home on Wednesday and Thursday against the Rangers. And won both games. They went on Wednesday 5-2.
Yeah.
And last night
2-1. Last night was scary.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Matthew Schaefer, who just joined the Islanders this season, vowed that the second he was drafted, he vowed that the Islanders would not lose a game to the Rangers, and boy, was he right. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Matthew Schaefer is fantastic, and we say it all the time, but like he has just brought so much joy to this team.
Yeah, where there wasn't any last year.
It makes me so upset to think that the Sharks could have gotten him. I actually wanted it, like, I like Michael Misa, but, like, he's just so, like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, he's just out there, and, like, when he was injured for, like, over half the season, and, like, I kind of forgot he was ever on our team. And, like, he's all right, but, like, it just makes me so angry to see what Schaefer's doing for you guys. Like, that should have been our number one overall pick. You guys don't deserve that.
No, we really needed it, though.
Yeah, you don't deserve
that. We really needed it.
Wait,
you don't know the hockey I watched last year to get that number
that's
one.
You have Celebrini, though.
Yeah, you have Celebrini and Will Smith.
We were like, still awful. Imagine if we had Schaefer right now. Oh, my God. If we had Schaefer instead of, like, Timothy Liljegren or something, or anyone else who's not Dmitry Orlov. Like, our defense is horrible.
You guys are doing much better than last season.
Yeah. Mm.
I know, but it's not about... It's not the butts. We needed a defenseman like Schaefer. He would have been perfect.
Everyone needs a defenseman.
It makes me so upset.
The Rangers could have used that too.
Rangers could have used that. If the Islanders had beaten the Rangers once last year,
then Schaefer would have been ours. And so it's the same conversation.
That would have just ruined him. So.
Yeah. Guys, no. Then he would have been dealt to the Islanders 5 years
I do want to touch on the power play, the Islanders power play, though, because that seems like it's the only like weak glaring spot. They're 27th in the league. And I only noticed it because the Rangers took like 3 penalties in the same shift, which how do you do that?
They're just making history.
And so they had, the Islanders had a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3 and didn't score. And then they scored on the second on that like 2 minute
yeah.
5-on-4 power play, I believe it was Barzell. But to not score on that 5-on-3, I was kind of like, what is their power? And it's 27th in the league.
It's not great.
Power like, play's always not been great.
Their yeah. power play has been bad since I've started watching.
And, all power plays are terrible.
It's weird because they're so good 5-on-5, and they also lead the league in shorthanded goals with 7.
Yeah, so. I didn't even know that. It's interesting. Yeah,
neither have I.
Their power play has been a bummer for ages.
So
I actually
thought,
like, why though?
I actually don't know why. I can't like they. I feel like they've switched it up a few times. Nothing really seems to work. But like, I don't know. Just been talking of like Matt Barzell on the power. Like, how do you put these people together? Like Schaefer, is he going to revive? Like, I don't know. They have not been able to crack the code on that one, which is weird because it was the same problem last year, and last year they were a much worse team overall.
Yeah, that's really weird. Like,
fix it.
And I would think it'd be so much better with like a QB like Schaefer at the blue line.
Right, who's fast. Like, they have a lot of players who are like can skate really well, including Barzell, but like they just can't get it done. And I'm like,
but like they can shoot the puck. That's why I don't understand.
I don't get it. It's one of life's great mysteries. I think about it a lot.
I feel like they need to fix that, though, before the spring.
Yes, that's going to be anything. I mean, he just must not be, like, drawing it up correctly or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be, too. So, yeah, they got to fix that. I mean, in the playoffs, like, you got to, you know, you can't have a terrible power play if you want to do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yes.
You really cannot.
Yeah.
Like, if the Islanders do manage to make it to the playoffs, they have to think more smarter.
Yeah.
Because they've accomplished, they did accomplish, because you already... Yeah, you understand.
Well, like I said, they beat the Rangers back to back this week, but the Rangers did win on Monday.
That was good.
Against the Bruins, and I was there, and they had a third period comeback, overtime win.
That was big.
I have witnessed a lot of Rangers losses this season, but I've seen them win 3 times, and they've been really, really good wins. I've seen them. That was the second time I saw them win in overtime, and then I was at the Winter Classic. So, you know, they're doing me some small victories in this sad time. So, obviously, Artemi Panarin has been sidelined, probably got to see his last game as a Ranger on Monday, which that's really sad.
Is he retiring?
No, he's going to get traded, which where do you guys think he's going to go? I personally... would like to see him go to San Jose.
I would not like to see
Utah. Or like something.
I saw like Anaheim floating.
Oh, I would love to see that too. Yeah. Because Truba, like
Kreider. Truba got traded. Was it Truba who went to Anaheim?
Yeah, and
Kreider.
And
Chris Kreider.
Yeah. That'd be the Rangers over there.
Yeah.
Well, no. If he was going to go to Anaheim, I would be happy with that too. Because again, like, I'll just go.
That's just
be
your,
an Anaheim.
That's your West Coast team.
Yeah. Exactly.
He needs to go to. A contender, I think.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like I agree with that, but he could turn any team into a contender.
But, like, the thing is, like, I don't want to trade, even though I was just kind of calling Michael Meese a mid earlier. Like, I still think Michael Meese is going to be a really good player, and I don't want to have to give him up for Panarin. Panarin's 34 years old.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit us at all right now. Like, what if this rebuild does slow down in a year and then we have some $10 million 35-year-old on our team? And, like, that's just not good. That wouldn't be a smart move at all, I think. I think – I don't know if a team like the Avalanche or the Stars would be able to get a contract done with him, so they might have to do a rental.
Well, that's the thing. He wants an extension. He said that he's not going to waive his no-trade clause.
That's why I think Anaheim makes sense, because they're so young. Like, maybe they could use a guy like that and – you know, he could be like a cornerstone once they're obviously like on the rise with
apparently the Panthers
those guys.
The Panthers were also everyone's interested.
No,
that's the thing.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's like the top contenders like Dallas and Colorado and Florida, like they're not gonna give him an extension, most likely. So how is this gonna work?
Yeah. I think Anaheim.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be Anaheim.
Yeah, like,
since they now have Truba, Kreider, and now Zibanejad, there would be 3 Rangers players that go on to the Ducks.
Yeah, get him. Get Panarin there.
No, please stop. Anyway, like I said, keep him on the ease.
But my brother texted me that like he was really sad that Panarin, he was like, my favorite player is getting traded, like I'm actually sad. And I was like, I've been sad for 8 months.
Yeah,
like don't even
The sadness doesn't go away either.
No,
like,
it
when I think about
no, it doesn't.
When I not to
it
like
doesn't.
Mix our sports here, when I think about Pete Alonso, I get like really upset. So
I yeah. am like still distraught, and I think about Kreider every day, and
yeah.
It's bad, so,
it seems like every player that leaves the Rangers just does so much better too. So like
that'd be a yeah. cute little reunion.
Just imagine how good.
But I'm like, I'm really now I want him to go to Anaheim because then, like I said, I feel like he could turn anyone into a contender. Like I don't really think that Anaheim has the power to go all the way this season.
I don't think
what
so.
I'm saying.
Anaheim,
but
yeah,
but
they have the 8th playoff spot in the Western Conference right now as we speak.
I feel like it would be sad to not see Panarin in the playoffs.
That would be a bummer.
Like that doesn't make sense for anyone to get him and then not be in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been like that for the past like year though. So not seeing him in the playoffs.
But I saw,
no, I know.
I saw on here like,
but if he gets traded, I'm saying like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm seeing on here like Carolina, but like
I don't want
God
him to go.
No.
Don't go to Carolina.
Nobody
please,
wants.
Nobody
wants. Nobody that.
Wants.
I
that.
Don't want any good players on that team.
I want that team to not
sink into
anymore.
The into
yeah,
the
exactly.
ocean. Really,
just,
is
yeah.
what I feel about
yeah,
them.
Go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, okay. I don't know if Trocheck is on his way out. As well, it sounds like he is.
Mm-hmm. I think
I would
he's,
guess, yeah.
I think he's probably the second most desirable guy on that team besides Panarin. I mean, like you gotta like think of the reason why the Olympic roster picked him up in the first place because he fits so well in like in a third or fourth
yeah.
line, and like he would never go to some bottom feeding team because
right.
there's just no need for him right now. But like, imagine him filling out some. The final spot on the third or fourth line
yeah.
on some championship caliber team, and like teams would die to have a player like Trocheck. I mean, and personally, I don't think if it's what the Rangers are at right now anyway.
No.
So I think it makes sense get what you can out of him right now. But that would be really interesting because he doesn't seem like that important of a player. But he's on the Olympic team for a reason.
He's
really
he's
good
had
at
like
his
a
role.
Down year this year, but like he can.
He's really important.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can also
he
like rock up some points. Like
yeah,
yeah.
Right.
But I'm gonna like this is like truly the end of an era.
It really is the end of an era, and yeah. I feel like we're not really talking about it enough because it's been like kind of a bummer of an era in some senses. Because you know there's been a lot of ups and downs. But
I
then
got,
they
yeah.
almost made the Stanley Cup final.
I got really really
ago, so.
Really mad about a week ago. I watched because I was trying to make like I'm in the process of making a video.
Yeah.
So I was
absolutely.
What's it about? What's it
well, just
be
like
about?
The Rangers to like this like sad song. But anyway, I
things we all do.
I was like screen recording clips on YouTube and like I got so mad and I just like spammed my brother like literally like 50 texts being like, why would they ever trade Kreider? This is so sad. Just like I was going through it, and then he just, like, didn't respond to the next thing. He's like, I don't care. Like, everybody knows this. Like, everyone says this. So I was in my feels, though. But it really just, like, all like everyone's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And Mika is, like, the only one where and Fox and Shesterkin. But it's, like, if Zibanejad, which I don't – he's not, like –
And three superstar players.
Like, well,
yeah.
No, but, like, this retool that we're talking about, it's going to take – a really long time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Once you get rid of Panarin and Trocheck, I'm just kind of like, you don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And you, like, obviously, that's how a rebuild works, but this retool that Drury said is
he's trying
to be
like,
happening, it's like,
yeah.
That's not, like, no, that's
he's
not what this is. This is going to be a
just
5-year thing.
Like,
yeah.
he's trying to meet Ranger fans halfway and be like, well, we're not going to throw in the towel completely, but we're going to shop some pieces, and it's like, okay, if you're shopping your best players, it's not gonna happen. Like,
yeah but it's not.
If you're keeping Adam Fox, Mika, and Igor, and everyone else is going, like, you're not making the playoffs. Like, we all know what he's really saying.
Exactly.
It's just annoying.
Yes.
Like, I feel bad for Rangers fans, actually. I do feel bad for you. I felt really bad when the letter came out. I was like, oh my God, poor Sophia. But yeah, it's a bummer because it is the end of an era. It was like, they had some bright spots. They had some really exciting
no,
playoff
like,
runs.
Really, really exciting.
They never got
the fact
over.
That they never even got to the cup or won the cup. Sucks. Because, like, also, like, for Panarin not to get a cup as a Ranger, for Kreider not to. And then for Shesterkin probably not even get a cup.
No, yeah.
And, like, Lundqvist kind of in that era, too. Like,
yeah.
It's a whole mess, guys.
It's
why
a whole
are we even doing this?
It's
like,
a whole thing.
The closest you got.
Only guys could develop your draft.
Yeah.
The closest you would ever gotten was 2014, which is a bummer. I assume you guys don't talk about that. I feel sorry again. Like, what do you think? What do you guys need to do to make the cup and win the cup, actually?
Get some players who can score in big moments and not disappear.
So true. Build some chemistry, though.
Yeah, like, focus on the bright spots.
Draft some good, actually good players and develop them. And just be a good hockey team.
Yeah,
do everything right.
Like, another problem is the team's not really together. Like, you need to bring together that can produce expansive winning hockey.
And take that C off JT Miller's chest, because he doesn't deserve that.
We could do a whole episode about why JT Miller should not be the captain.
And it's just, like, the thing is, like, being any big market, especially New York, is, like, the moment anything goes south, like, it just goes south. Like, it's happening in Toronto right now, too. Like,
oh, yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, just some big depression gets hit, and then the moment that morale is destroyed, it's like, you just know that the season's over.
The Leafs are terrible. They're never going to break their longest Stanley Cup drought that's been going on since 67. Like, it's just a joke.
It's great.
I remember when I was in, fifth grade on my Instagram. I posted a meme of the Maples Stanley Cup playoff drought or something. I don't know why I ever posted that, but that just reminded me of that.
I love when they suffer, so I'm like,
this is fine with me. John Tavares. Yeah.
I hope he's having a bad day.
I think that my problem is just that I've been like a serious hockey fan for about 4 years now, five, and like it's just been the same teams on the top, like the Rangers, Toronto, Colorado, and whatever, and like, and the Devils, and I'm watching these teams like slowly fall off, and it's just like, oh wow,
it's weird.
That's
it's like a new era.
It's nice to see that. I love seeing.
I do too. I don't love seeing the Rangers fall, but I do.
I didn't like the past few years.
Right, I'm excited to see the Sharks be competitive and be in the playoffs, and Buffalo and Utah
and the Islanders.
Yes, no. And
no
the Islanders.
Everyone's
no
excited.
No one's excited for that besides Islanders.
No,
we're
I
back.
Am excited. I am excited.
Yeah,
and I better see them win the cup so that I can be at the game.
So true. I need to be in that locker room.
Yeah,
we'll both be there.
Oh my god.
Are you sure you're gonna be allowed in?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
if we don't get drenched in champagne.
I'm sorry for the celebration. For the champagne.
Oh man,
oh,
what a dream.
God. Get me there.
Get me there. RN.
Might be a few years.
Might be not this year. I'm a little,
well,
you know, I don't
know
if they could be the Avalanche,
well, no,
for
they
example.
They have a better chance than the Devils.
That's true.
That is true.
If you guys go up against the Avalanche, it's going to get ugly. It will be a bloodbath. Don't even.
At least they made the Stanley Cup, that means, though.
That I will take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll be happy. But they could get like walked by the Avs and I would still be happy. And you couldn't bring me down from that high. But
Schaefer might become the GOAT if that happens. I can't lie.
Schaefer might be elected the governor at that point.
Islanders win the cup and Matthew Schaefer gets MVP and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Because no one hates Matthew Schaefer.
Nobody hates Matthew Schaefer. Nobody. What a story that would be.
Exactly.
What a story.
Oh my god. I can see it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, the Islanders have a better chance than the Rangers, obviously, and the Devils, who, like we said before, don't really seem to be on their ways out. They obviously traded Palat. Devils fans were happy about that one, though. Got
but,
the
because they got
wh-
the salary.
Why they hate Palat? Palat did well with the Bolts.
Yeah, but
yeah.
not with the,
not,
the,
not Devils.
The
Devils.
And
so.
he was kind of
7 or 8 points this season, I think.
Yeah. And the salary was kind of a lot. And it was a long contract. But
the Devils, they started the season off hot, but now they fell off. How did that all happen so quickly?
Injuries. Well,
apparently Jack Hughes is injured, which
and Luke Hughes, that
and
contract.
Oh, my God.
I remember I saw that when that contract was signed. I mean, okay, he's paying more than both his brothers. And, I mean, okay, I don't like Lane Hutson at all. I despise him after what he did to Celebrini, but... Like, he's getting paid more than Lane Hutson, and when you look at both of their seasons last season, it's not even comparable. Like, it's just such a nepotism case for like to make Jack happy, but like $9 million on a third stringer is like insane.
Yeah,
I mean, just what a waste of money.
That's
a 7-year contract.
Yeah.
And they don't even have Quinn.
Yeah, I was going to say they can't even get Quinn Hughes.
Can't even get Quinn. It's pathetic, really. But yeah, so Jack Hughes left the game in the first period yesterday with a lower body injury. It's meant to not be serious, but he's just, like, so injury prone. It's It's, like, at a certain point, like, how many – has he played a full season?
One season, I think. He may have gotten injured 4 games, I think.
Yeah.
I saw something about that today, but – yeah,
I'm just like, obviously, like, he's such a game changer player, and like, you can't not pay him or want him on your team, but it's almost like, but at, like, a certain point,
he's not a player that can make like that, like, he can't make like a Kaprizov contract or something. Like,
right.
He's not that game changing, but he gets injured so much, and it's like, I really don't know if he is the building piece, because I don't think he can be a number one player if he's getting injured
so much.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of just like, he was this superstar for a number of years and still is, but like, this Devils team is not doing well, and he's gonna be a Devil for the foreseeable future, no doubt, but I'm almost like questioning a little bit.
Yeah, but like, is there a way for him to stop getting injured? Like I think an extensive amount of training could get his body more in shape for hockey, and whenever people just, like, try to come up on him and hit him, he'll be able to resist the hit.
Well, he won't.
He needs
the knife problem.
Glass,
yeah.
At a dining table.
That was a freak one.
Yeah. I mean, he's so unlucky.
That's what I mean.
Like, he is a very soft player, though, like, along the board. I mean, so is a lot of newer generation of players, but, like, he definitely does not like contact, and he probably could benefit a bit from putting on some muscle. I can't lie. But, like, he is. Also, you know, by putting on that muscle, you might get a bit slower and stuff, too. You don't want to put on too much weight with a guy of his play style. So, it's just, like, a strange situation. I mean, unfortunately, some guys are just genetically prone to injury, and that's just how it is. But, like, a lot of his injuries are not exactly his fault. Like,
glass. He's just a little clumsy. Ever see the Jack Hughes, like, falling clips?
Yeah, he's such a, like,
he's
a bad
just always
skater.
Yeah.
It's even it looks like he's diving too.
Yeah,
like, this isn't soccer. This is hockey.
I remember last year in the Four Nations when he's just like slipping all over the place. Like, he just can't skate for some reason. It's really funny to watch him. I mean, but like, even in that case, like in that Four Nations tournament, I thought he was the worst player on the U.S. Basically, he looks terrible out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know if he's really, like, that big moment kind of guy. He's never really been in a situation where he's had to go through that big moment yet. So, like, he's maybe gone to the playoffs a couple times, but never really made it that far. And there never was expectations that they would make it that far. So,
yeah. See how he does in the Olympics against what's basically Four Nations all over again.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm so excited.
Although, well, I guess, is he going to?
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
He also has a few days, like, until it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what day the hockey starts, but
I think it's the 11th.
Yeah,
that needs to be wrong. But
he'll
be
so fine. Excited for that!
I can't wait.
Really
I'm so I'm gonna be.
Except
so
I like just realized that the games are like in the middle of the day, which I should have realized sooner. But
I'll cancel my plans.
Yeah, I'll skip class.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that I might be rooting for Team Canada this year.
What?
I might be.
Why?
I just have such a love for Malcolm Celebrini.
That's fair. That's really fair, actually.
I might be rooting for Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm rooting for them a little bit because of Bo.
Yeah.
But,
I
guess I have to root for
Listen, the past 3 years, I went from a guy who loved hockey to someone who just fell out of love with whatever that Sharks team was for a few years, whatever that AHL team was. And for God to bring back the love of the sport to me, like, I gotta root for his country, I think.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, call me a traitor, but, you know, if you see me walking around with a Canada jersey around for that gold medal game around campus.
Oh, no.
Well, Canada are the favorites to win, right?
They're always the favorites to win.
Yeah, it's always Canada.
And their lineup is, like,
Canada versus USA in the finals
and
every single time. Yeah. Canada always prevails.
And they actually have a good goalie now, too, in Thompson. Like, that's usually their
always. Well, he's injured right now, though.
Yeah.
He just got injured.
Is it going to be Binnington in net again?
Yeah,
well,
really
Binnington's
curious.
A bum.
He is a
that's
going to
be bad.
A little disgrace in the city of St. Louis.
I'm just going back to the Four Nations and how it didn't really matter that Binnington, like, he played well in the game, but also, like, the forwards just like carried
yeah
him.
But then
like,
he always chokes
mean,
in the end
yeah. They won the Four Nations
he won that game for the Blues. He's the worst, like I mean, just play like you did in 2019 when you finally won us our first cup. Like, but he, now
his whole career
you're
was
a disgrace.
Off 2019.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like, we need to trade him. We need to trade him, put Hofer in as our starting goalie, and then we'll
like
start producing winning hockey.
Or something.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. he, you know, he's a big-time performer, and, I mean, if he can retain that magic for the Olympics, then sure, yeah, whatever, that's fine.
If the Blues trade Binnington for what to any team, he'll get more playing time, which is what he kind of needs.
No, he doesn't need more playing time. Quite frankly, he needs to be out of the league. No, he's
well,
not
he's
that
going,
bad. He's,
I was gonna say,
he could
yeah,
be a good backup.
Yeah,
or
he
something.
Could be a good backup.
But like,
I'm just always a little confused by that pick. But
it's kind of funny right. too. Like, I never say this word, but he, like, especially like in hockey, like he's a diva of a goalie. Like,
yeah,
he's always complaining and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's always throwing fits. I always find that really
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, it's like he's like the Happy Gilmore of the NHL.
He has no rights to throw that many fits for the kind of goalie he is. So
yes, I mean, who even are you? Like, how old are you?
Let me check out that Logan Thompson injury, actually, because I'm curious now.
Yeah, he got injured, I think, last game, and then that's why Charlie Lindgren didn't want to get out of the game because they had an AHL goalie on the bench.
Okay.
Hmm. Right.
Lindgren's
yeah.
always getting hurt.
I know.
Yeah. This is
it's day-to-day. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Okay. So then, that'll be exciting. The road to the Olympics. I think that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for listening. I'm Sophia Smith, joined by Grace McCarron, Trey Rodriguez, Faris Amin, and behind the board, we have Vanessa Kosuda. This has been 5-on-3, a production of WFUV Sports. Have a good one, everyone. Rangers on the Stanley Cup!